All right, so Reddit had a, what do you call it?
A thread. It's called a Reddit thread. How do you not know this?
I don't know. I forget that word because it doesn't make any sense why it's a thread.
Because right. it's a for the same reason that it's a thread on Twitter, because it's a thread of a conversation. It's somebody writes one thing and then everybody else has comments. It's called a thread.
All right. So your word thread. Reddit had a thread.
Not my word.
Yeah, you just made it up. Reddit has a thread today. What piece of clothing on the opposite sex is your biggest weakness?
Ooh.
And like the first guy says, I have two kids and a dog and a mortgage due to a white bikini. Exactly.
That's funny.
So what piece of clothing on the opposite sex is your weakness?
Vintage jeans. I have a mortgage, a dog, and an apartment because of a pair of vintage jeans. Because of Levi's. Yeah, an old pair of Levi's. I mean, when I saw my boyfriend, I'll never forget it too. I remember when I'd first met him, he was showing me stuff, and he's a dog expert. So we met because I had just gotten a puppy, and he was showing me stuff about the puppy and what to use, and he was showing me like how to use this particular the gentle leader. I remember watching him walk around with it, and I was totally objectifying him. I was watching his ass. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't watching what he was doing. I wasn't watching his face. It was so inappropriate. I mean, it didn't work for me. It worked for him. So it wasn't totally inappropriate. But I remember, like, his ass in those jeans. And I was just like, I mean, to this day, he has a couple of pairs of vintage jeans. He puts them on and I forget my own name.
And they're probably older than you.
Yeah, well, it's the idea of vintage, you right. know, super old stuff.
So they got to be super old jeans that fit a certain way.
Yeah, yeah. Certainly on him.
Yeah, for me, it's a sundress.
Really?
Yeah, the little sundress with the little pencil, the strap, done.
Spaghetti straps?
Yeah, it might cost you $18, but it's going to cost me 18 years of child support. It's gonna cost me a lot more when I see you in that sundress. I don't know, something about it. You put socks that go up to your knees and forget it. I'm gone.
It's over.
It's
yeah.
done. Uncle. And put some glasses on you. Put a chick in glasses. Done.
Right. Right.
Done. Here's my money. Let me
That's funny.
Open Zillow and just pick a house. And I'll give it to you so we can just bypass the middleman.
My problem is I'm torn about this. My favorite body part on a guy is actually not his ass, even though my boyfriend has a perfect ass. He just so happens to. I've never been an ass woman until I met him and saw him in those jeans. I've always been into shoulders. That's always been my thing. Like a guy with like nice round shoulders. Like, oh my God. Like whenever I would see a celebrity, that would be the first thing I would look at. I'd be like, what's the shoulders like? How are those shoulders?
Mm-hmm.
That was my thing. But the problem is I think those sleeveless shirts on guys are so cheesy and so unattractive. So I know you're always wearing them. So now it proves my point why they're just hideous. Like now I really, they're really awful. But that's my problem because I love shoulders. But I don't like sleeveless. I wouldn't show off your shoulders if I were you, by the way.
You wouldn't do that.
No. Yeah, no, I don't like the existence of shoulders. I like those big, round, muscular shoulders. Like, I just love a good shoulder. But I don't, that's my problem. Like, if you wear a tight t-shirt, you're kind of showing it off. But a sleeveless would really show it off. But again, in New York, especially when I was growing up, only gay men wore sleeveless shirts, and I'm not attracted to gay men. So for me, it was like, yeah, he's got a great body, but, you know, obviously gay.
Right. This lady said Levi's and a white t-shirt on a guy.
Oh, that's because, you know why? That's because of Bruce Springsteen. There's a whole generation of women that grew up on that album where it's his ass in Levi's. Right. And he's got the bandana and the American flag and the white t-shirt. So many girls like that was when girls my age and like a little older were growing up, like that was their jerk off material. Like they saw that and they were like, close the door and give me some time.
to the cover of that. And then when George Michael came out with Faith, then you got the jeans and him, and it did all that.
But once again, we knew he was gay. See, that's the thing about straight women. If we know a guy is gay, we look at him and go, yeah, that's a very good looking guy, but it's not attainable. He mm-hmm. would never be interested in me, so I'm not physically attracted to him. I'm not saying that all straight women are not attracted to gay men. I think a lot of women just attracted to men. They don't really care. But once I know I have no chance with a guy whatsoever, I'm automatically not attracted to him. Part of the attraction for me is feeling like it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to live in Midtown. I'm standing outside my door. They used to shoot all the Marvel movies there because of the way the buildings were. Mm-hmm. It was perfect for all the Marvel movies. Like anytime there was a fight scene going on or somebody jumping off a building or Spider-Man or any of that kind of stuff, it was all shot in my neighborhood always. So I'm standing outside my door and I'm watching them film across the street, and Chris Evans walks by, Captain America. And I was just like, and I know that not in a million, he'd never date me in a million years, but I know he's straight. So the possibility is there.
No,
you know, like he walks by and I was like, he's delicious.
No.
I'm just saying, like, it's just the idea that if there's a little bit of a teensy tiny window, here's the difference. If I'm on a deserted island with, I don't know, Alan Cumming. Like he and I are nothing's ever going to happen. He's as gay as the day is long. We're not populating the earth. That's the end. It's the end of it right there.
Mm-hmm.
But Chris Evans, if I'm the only woman, he doesn't have much of a choice. It's me or nobody.
I think you say you have a better shot with George Michael now than you would have. And he's been dead 5 years. Somebody said here, summer dress with sneakers. Yeah, that's it. But remember the little Keds? Shoes?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, forget it. Game over. I can't do it.
That's very, very southern of you. David says work boots, but not on the opposite sex. He said he's a leg man. He's a leg man. So with a work boot and short look.
Yeah. So every guy on here says sundress.
Really?
So, I don't think you should buy anything else ever. That's the only thing women should wear.
That's really interesting because I've never had a guy say to me, wear that sundress.
Because you don't wear nice ones. You wear ugly ones that look like shower curtains. If you went out and got a decent looking one, a guy would say that. But no, yours are the ugliest dresses you could find.
I know. My boyfriend has never like put on that sundress. I've never heard him say that ever.
No, go out and buy a nice one. A nice that most women would wear might look at bright colors maybe for you. He might like that.
No, see, if I'm going to get a sundress, I'm going to get it in black because my theory is I understand the concept of a sundress doesn't mean I have to be happy about it. So I'm going to wear a black sundress.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Flannel t-shirts on girls. Yeah. A girl in your shirt. A girl in your guy's shirt. Yeah, that's pretty hot too.
Oh.
So, just grab one of his shirts and put it on.
Funny you would say that because I put on so much weight. I'm actually wearing my boyfriend's clothes these days anyway because nothing I own fits me. So it's more out of necessity. And believe me, it is not turning him on.
But maybe a sundress he might. So try that.